The repack site is a little bit confusing. Let me root my speech and I will show you.
Yes.
So I'm going to go to repack.com.
Sorry. Collapsed.
Jump by headings on this page.
Repack. Main landmark. Ready to use heading. Extendable head. Automatic. Free software. Offline. Beta test. For users head. For developers. External. Complement. Mac OS heading. Windows heading level 3.
Windows. Lovely. And so we want.
List with three items. Link x86 32-bit. 2.13.
We probably don't want the 32-bit. That's for super old machines.
Link x86 64-bit.
We want the 64-bit one. Unless.
Link ARM 64-bit.
You're running Windows on ARM. But if you are, you probably know you are at this stage. That's fairly kind of newfangled and experimental. You probably want the 64-bit one. So we're going to hit enter on that. And nothing happens. This is the point where a lot of people trip up, understandably. What has actually happened is further down the page, a little modal area has expanded and it's got this message in it. Keep going by headings.
Linux, be clickable, thank you. Heading level 1.
And two more headings down from Windows. Here we are where it says thank you. And we'll just have a look at this message.
Hi, my name is Christian Fillion. I'm a musician and developer. I contribute to multiple open source plugin extensions for Reaper, including ReaPack, SWS, Ria Imbui.
Yep. And so he tells you a little bit about what he does for the Reaperverse. He does a lot of stuff, to be fair. I'm going to hit tab to skip past that message and let's look at the links.
Donate and download Windows x86 64-bit button.
Cool. So there's a donate button there if you want to do that, and then you can download. Or one more tab.
Sponsor on GitHub link.
Sponsors him on GitHub if you want to do like a monthly thing.
Not this time. Take me directly to the download link.
There we go. Not this time. Directly to the download. And so if I hit enter on this.
Busy.
Now it starts downloading. And if I check in my downloads.
Library. Reaper Repack x64.dll 2.6 megabytes.
Here it is. It's done. And then all you need to do is go into your downloads.
Run. Desk downloads.
And it will be called Reaper _ Repack.
Reaper Repack x64.dll 350.
There it is. So you get, 350 files in my downloads folder. Don't judge me. You copy this and you go to your Reaper resource path. If you're confident at moving around the operating system, that is in %appdata%\reaper. And if you've no idea what that means, don't worry about it. I'll show you an easy way to get there. Open up Reaper, go to the options menu, and near the bottom,
show Reaper resource path in Explorer/Finder.
There's this option, show Reaper resource path in Explorer/Finder. So you open that.
Reaper window.
In here, you go to user plugins.
User plugins 20.
You can just hit U to jump straight there. Open that. And paste repack DLL from your downloads folder. And then you just restart Reaper.
After restarting Reaper, you'll find repack in the extensions menu. Go in there and hit synchronize packages first to make sure you have all the latest listings. Then browse packages to find your new fancy fun stuff.
So yeah, it's a little bit annoying to install the first time, because you've kind of got to do that stuff manually. But once it's there, it can self-update. So you only have to do this manual thing once.